Kavas in honor of Shivas Thakur.
Yehani lo prema danna korona prachur. Donna korona prachur. Heyo rabu kota gela charya taku. Charu parupa, oh sanatan. Kahadasa, Rahunata, Patita.
Vishnupad, Paramahansa, Paramahacharya, Astatara, Sitashi, Shimad, His Divine Grace Savaya, Chananada Bhaktivedanta Gosami Mahashila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anandagoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Shruhidas Thakur Gijaya. Prem Say Kahoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaya Nagaradha Sivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gijaya. Shri Shri Radhakrishna Go Bhagavata Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijaya. Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturidam Kijai, Navadipnam Kijai, Jagadathasami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Srimati Lasadevi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Might as well take away the microphones, this doesn't do any good. So, okay, so we'll read the translation to this poem, Prayer to the Departed Vaishnavas. He who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy wears such a personality as Srinivas Acharya Gan. Where am I, Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where am I, Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against a rock and enter into fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So today we are commemorating the disappearance day of Srivas Thakur. So I think everybody knows who Srivas Thakur is. Srivas Thakur, of course, is the appearance of Narada Muni in the Panchatattva. Yeah, I think you all know what Panchatattva is. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha Shivasiri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So Shivas represents the Jiva soul in the Panchatattva. So there's different tattvas, or different identities. Tattva doesn't mean truth, it means like identities. Within the Panchatattva, there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nayanya. Then there is Lord Nityananda, who is Balaram Hoila Nittai, who is Balaram, who is the first expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then you have Advaitacharya, who is described as Sadashiva and also Maha Vishnu, who is also, so these three tattvas, they are three Vishnu tattva. Then you have Shakti tattva, Gadadhar, who is Srimati Radharani, Rajendra Nandini. And then you have the Jiva tattva, that is Srivas Thakur. So this complete manifestation of all the tattvas, the energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supreme Lord himself. Okay? Like Vishnu Shakti Para Prokya, Chaitra Gyakya Tata Para, Avidya Karma Sanganya Tritira Shakti Ishite. You know, the Lord has three energies: material, spiritual, and marginal. Okay? And we are the marginal, and Srivas Thakur represents us in a very real way. So we'll speak a little bit about Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur was actually quite older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his wife, Malini, was a good friend of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. So they originally lived in a place called Srihat. You've been there in Srihat? What's that? Srihatta.
Bangladesh.
In Bangladesh. Very nice. And later they moved to Navadweep, just before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he left Navadweep, they moved back to Srihatta. But every year, Srivas Thakur and his family they would actually go to Jagannath Puri to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srivas Thakur had brother Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She was her nurse, basically. So as Lord Chaitanya grew up or manifested his childhood pastimes, he did not really display himself as being a devotee in the beginning. In fact, he was more interested in logic and argumentation. And so he used to go around and even defeat the devotees with logic and reasoning. And the devotees were really upset. It's described that Srivas Thakur and others would regularly avoid Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even though they were attracted to him, they would avoid him. This is a quote, actually, from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. O crest jewel of arrogance, do you know the purpose of life? The purpose of life is to worship Krishna. He was preaching to Krishna. It's interesting, he was preaching to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, by your mercy, I will become a great devotee one day. And I will be such a great devotee that even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva will worship me. So Srivas Thakur at that time thought, wow, he is really proud. Isn't it? Yeah. Wow. He's proud of his learning. He's arguing with all the Vaishnavas, and now he's saying he's going to become a Vaishnava and be worshipped by Brahma and Shiva. This person really has a lot of problems. So they pray, actually all the Vaishnavas would pray for Srivas Thakur, for Lord Chaitanya to become a good devotee, because they would pray that if he becomes a devotee, he'll be a good preacher. And he was a good preacher. So then, eventually Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his pastimes of being a great devotee, the greatest devotee of the Lord, because he was in the mood of Srimati Radharani, by going to Gaya and taking initiation from Ishwara Puri. So this is interesting also because it sets an example for us that in order to approach Krishna or become a devotee, one has to approach a spiritual master and take initiation, right? That's absolutely imperative. Tadvidi pranivatena pariprashnena sevya, as Krishna says in the Gita. And even traditionally, like we see with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you may not be aware of that, but before he took initiation, he didn't wear neck beads. Did you know that? It's interesting, isn't it? He didn't wear neck beads because you weren't supposed to wear neck beads until you took initiation. Yeah. Ooh, amazing. Or wear tilak or anything until you took initiation. So he didn't do that because he was adhering to the standard at that time. However, Srila Prabhupada, he gave us neck beads and he gave us japa beads and he gave us tilak even before we took initiation. And the reason for that was to protect us from the Yamadutas. We needed it. So that was a little bit different system. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur showed that system. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the importance of taking initiation from a bona fide spiritual master. Ishwara Puri was a super bona fide spiritual master because he had served his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri, in a very humble way. And of course there was another disciple of Madhavendra Puri named Ramchandra Puri who had offended his spiritual master by preaching to his spiritual master when his spiritual master was leaving the world, and he got rejected by Madhavendra Puri. So, anyway, so Lord Chaitanya took initiation from Ishwara Puri in Gaya, and then when he came to Los Angeles, the devotees were very upset with that. But can you imagine if someone came in and said, I'm God, and sat on Radharada Kunta's altar? So he did that as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He showed his shock, but he accepted that. My obeisance is at the lotus feet of the son of Sachi, who is bedecked in stick and flute. The four Vedas have proclaimed you to be the son of Nanda. Unto you, my dear Lord, my obeisances again and again. That's for the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Majalila 2, 2nd chapter, 272nd verse. Today, my birth, my activities, my everything has become successful. Today, my very existence has been crowned with the greatest auspiciousness. Today, those of my forefathers have finally borne fruit and my house, which is also their house, has become blessed. Today, the great fortune of my eyes is completely beyond calculation, because I have been able to see that person whose lotus feet are served by the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. So shortly after that time, of course, exhibiting his position, and also there's the Mahaprakash manifestation where Lord Chaitanya for 72 hours called all the devotees with him at the house of Srivas Thakur. Incidentally, Lord Chaitanya started the Sankirtan movement at the house of Srivas Thakur, Srivasangam, which is right near the Yoga Pit where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and he grew up. And so Lord Chaitanya had many pastimes in that house. One pastime is that he called for Narayani, who is the niece of Srivas Thakur. Her father had previously passed away. And he said to her, he gave her some of his remnants, Mahaprasadam remnants, and then he said to her, chant Hare Krishna Narayani. And Narayani not only began to chant Hare Krishna, she began to roll on the ground in ecstasy and practically fainted, and tears were pouring from her eyes. And because of that mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she became the mother of, not at 4 years of age, but when she grew up, she became the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is known as the Vyasa in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Of course, the word Vyas basically means to divide. Did you know that? That's what the word means. There's Samas and Vyas. So Vyas is a name given to those who expound or divide or elaborate on the Lord's pastimes. Of course, Sri Vyasadeva, 5,000 years ago, divided the Vedas. There is one Veda divided into four, and then you have the Upanishads, the Itihasas, the histories, and then after that you had the Puranas, especially the Srimad Bhagavatam. Other stories about Srivas Thakur's pastimes in his house, he had a maidservant who was called Duki, and she served Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed her name. He said, now your name is Suki, because Duki means unhappiness, now your name is Suki. Another pastime that happened was, this is one of the most famous pastimes, is that during a kirtan one time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy, but Srivas Thakur's only son passed away. And when he passed away, the ladies started to cry. That's natural for ladies to cry. And Srivas Thakur looked at them and he said, why are you crying? And they said, your son passed away. And he said, we do not want to disturb the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and if you disturb this kirtan, I'll really give you something to cry about. So it's said that he was really strong with his wife and with the other ladies. And so they, in order not to disturb the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, didn't cry. But what happened is that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finished the kirtan, he said, something has happened in this house. It's not so auspicious. What has happened? And Srivas Thakur said, no, nothing's very little. Don't worry about it. And he said, no, tell me. And he says, oh, just someone passed away. My son passed away. And Lord Chaitanya said, why didn't you tell me? And Srivas Thakur said, I did not want to disturb your flow of ecstasy, your kirtan. So then Srivas Thakur said, my son is in the other room. And Lord Chaitanya went in this other room where the body was and touched the heart of Srivas Thakur's son. And Lord Chaitanya said, why have you gone away? And Srivas Thakur's son got up and started speaking after passing away. And he said, many, many lives I've passed. It's the time for me to go. And this time I left my body, seeing your lotus face, hearing your kirtan, and basically I went back to Godhead. So, goodbye. You know, he was happy to pass away in that circumstance. That's the most fortunate circumstance. So, another time, Lord Chaitanya, Srivas Thakur never worked a job. Did you know that? He never worked a job, never did anything to make money.
Yeah.
Never drove a taxi, like you people here. And so Lord Chaitanya asked him, how do you maintain your family? You have a large family. You have a wife, and you had a child. And Shivas Thakur said, I have this 1-2-3 technique. He said, if I have to fast for 3 days, then I'm going to take a water pot and attach it to me and drown myself in the Ganges. That's like threatening Krishna. And so, wait until they greet the deities. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't even talk like that. You will never be lacking anything. Even if Lakshmi has to go begging, and that would be pretty interesting, if Lakshmi went begging, then you will always have enough to eat and not always have enough of everything. Jai, Shishi, Radha Radhakanta, Radha Radhakanta, Ki Jai. You will always have enough of everything, even if Lakshmi goes begging. There was this one story of how when Lord Vishnu had to go begging. You know that story? That's a Tirupati story. I think everybody knows that story. Lord Vishnu, Lakshmi left him and he had to go begging, but Lakshmi never goes begging. So, that happened. Another past number of Srivas Thakur is the Devananda Pandit story, where Srivas Thakur was walking by a Bhagavatam class that Devananda Pandit was giving, and he was in ecstasy hearing the Bhagavatam, and he fell to the ground, rolled on the ground. She reminds me of Radharani. Anyway. So he fell on the ground, rolled on the ground, and the disciples of Devananda Pandit took him and threw him out of the room. Or threw him out of the courtyard, actually. So because of that offense, Devananda Pandit lost his ability to understand the Bhagavatam. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was later walking by the Bhagavatam class of Devananda Pandit, he said, he will never understand the Bhagavatam. He can read it all he wants, he will never understand it. And so that later on, Devananda Pandit became forgiven by Srivas Thakur after he had served this great devotee, Vrikeshwara Pandit. When Vrikeshwara Pandit was dancing, then Lord Chaitanya gave him the blessing that he could approach Srivas Thakur and be forgiven, and he became one of the greatest devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, Srivas Thakur would regularly do dramatic performances with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he played Narada Muni in the plays. Another interesting story is the Gopal Chapala story. The Gopal Chapala was very envious of Srivas Thakur because he was not allowed into the Shiva Sangam. And he was, because they wouldn't allow anybody who wasn't a pure devotee into Shiva Sangam. There was someone at the door who checked them. Are you a pure devotee? You can't come in unless you're a pure devotee. I don't know how they tested them, but anyway, they tested.
I think because he was immediate.
He was.
Kali worship.
No, that's not described about Gopal Chapala. No, Chapal Gopal was not a meat eater. He was just envious. He wanted to go to the kirtan. He wasn't a pure devotee. But he, in order to blaspheme Srivas Thakur, put the ingredients for worshipping Durga at Srivas Thakur's door. In other words, vermilion, and then the flowers that are used to worship Lord Shiva, and then he put all those things there, because in Bengal, as you know, you all come from Bengal, that Durga worship is very prominent, right? Actually, you know.
Did the play that he threw bones?
Yeah, I don't know. In the Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Bhagavat doesn't mention bones. Okay. I'm just going by what the scriptures say.
Okay.
You know, so there may have been some play later on they did about him. But actually, he put the ingredients for worshipping Durga. That's what's mentioned. You know, like vermilion and different flowers and everything like that. So I'm not going to, and when I make references, I want to make references to the Shastra. So anyway, so then in order to sort of frame and make it appear that Srivas Thakur was worshipping Durga, so Srivas Thakur comes out of his house, sees all the stuff there, calls for a sweeper to take it away and says, all right, everybody knows I'm worshiping Durga. But, you know, nobody took it seriously. So Gopal Chapla at that time got leprosy, which is what normally happens. And then what happened after that is that Lord Chaitanya, he went to Lord Chaitanya and said, please forgive me. And Lord Chaitanya said, no. I curse you to be bitten by these worms for like 10 million lifetimes. And he said, Lord Chaitanya, you're known as the most munificent. Namo Mahabhanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, you commit an offense at Srivastava Thakur's lotus feet. Of course, later on, he was forgiven by taking shelter at Srivastava Thakur's lotus feet. That's a very heavy story. So Srivastava Thakur was such a great devotee that he had one tailor, I mean someone who sews, who was a meat eater. I mean, he ate meat, that means goats and chicken, not cows. So he ate meat, but because he was Srivastava Thakur's servant, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him, that if you think of it, that if you please a pure devotee, even if you're the lowest wretch on the earth, you get pure devotional service. This is a very interesting lesson for us. Not, of course, not that we can eat meat and say we please Prabhupada. But this tailor, I mean, somehow or other, it's described he was a meat eater. And he got pure devotional service. One time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tested Srivastava Thakur's love for Lord Nityananda. And he said to Srivastava Thakur, why do you let this avaduta in your house? Nobody knows, you know, his caste. You know, who? Why you let this, like, person in your house? You know, he's just an avaduta. Avaduta means like the wind. You know, so, he's crazy, basically. That's a way of saying crazy, actually, sometimes. So, Srivastava Thakur said, no, I will never lose my faith in Lord Nityananda. Even if I see Lord Nityananda go into a liquor store, I will never be deterred from my conviction that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if Lord Nityananda marries a Muslim girl. And who heard this, he became so happy, embraced the Srivastava Thakur and blessed him. So, Srivastava Thakur also diagnosed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's symptoms when he was having the Lord Nityananda will be your sons from this day forward. So it's described that, I mean, this is very unusual. She would take Lord Nityananda, who is old, on her lap and feed him her breast milk. Oh, my God. I mean, hot. And Malini with Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Another story is, in the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya was like, what's the problem? And there must be someone here who's not qualified. So they looked around, found Mahaprabhu came down the... And, of course, he is Narimuni's.